All right, these alerts are off and we're super pumped, super excited. It is Monday mindset. You know, technically the start of the work week, but of course this is actually the second day of the week. Enjoying some beautiful weather here in New England, but yeah, Naughty Boss is super pumped for this morning and we are ready to go with you.
Sisters, hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, AKA Wellness Diva 5.0. Yes, here in the Northeast, beautiful day, a little cooler, but nonetheless, absolutely gorgeous out there. You know, today, before I introduce our guest, she really is a babe. Balanced, authentic, babe extraordinaire, personal growth coach. That was a tongue twister. So excited to welcome to the Two Sisters podcast family, Amanda Kirkland, the babe.
I'm happy to be here, Janice and Carol Sue.
Welcome. Wonderful. So a personal growth coach, and as I mentioned yesterday in one of my posts promoting the podcast, I said perfect for a Mindset Monday and really for any day of the week. But, you know, when we think about mindset, you know, it really has so many different facets for so many different people. And I know for you, of course, as a personal growth coach, that is really the basis of, that's kind of wrapped around in everything that you do, of course.
It is. And I, before getting into this work, I had no idea, just being mindful of our own thoughts and the way we look at things, how much of an impact it can have on all your relationships. Becoming aware that a mindset you have in or your existing mindset may not be serving you. And, you know, with my clients, we start digging deeper and peeling back the onion to see how, you know, their current way of looking at things may be, as I said, affecting relationships. And, you know, then we work towards shifting that aren't helpful or suitable for them.
Right. And I think too, with a lot of mindset, people have the preconceived notion that those that generally wake up in a good mood, good spirit, best foot forward, you know, it comes natural. Now there is definitely a certain percentage of people that does happen. We all know at least one person like that. However, a lot of people really have to almost retrain and continually retrain their brain for the times. So right now where we are currently influenced by our outer lives, outer world, within what alerts that we get on our cell phones, you know, the constant cell phone calls, text messaging, social media, that really infiltrates. And what a lot of people are finding, I've been really noticing this more and more, especially over the last two years, is they have to be intentional with tuning out and changing the channel because it is impacting their mindset. It is either stirring up things that they thought they had resolved in, but they really didn't because they didn't peel the onion far enough back. Yeah. Or they get kind of sucked into what social media, what news, news outlets, alerts are trying to get you entangled in. And I find that more and more people, even those that naturally have that good spirit, good, you know, get up and go attitude, really are those that go-to person that you really navigate to and are attracted to because they're so positive, that they're even struggling. And I think what's happening is that people are now retraining their mindset to say, no, you know, I don't want the toxicity anymore. I don't want to be around people that are not serving me so that I can serve them better. And I think that's pretty much on point. Now, are you finding that as well? Obviously, you're a growth coach. And as you are peeling those layers, do you find that you're really, I've got, you know, a clientele that, you know, they want those positive vibes. They want that good mindset, but they're getting sucked into all the garbage.
excuse me, I had to do all the work myself personally before I even realized that, you know, my lived experience, I wanted to be able to pass on to people and what I'd learned about myself and my own personal growth journey. And, you know, you talk about toxicity, which is where my main focus is. And that's, you know, women struggling, well, and a few men too, but struggling with toxic relationships, dysfunctional relationships, be it family, friends, in the workplace. And, you know, energetically, I had no idea what a drain those sorts of relationships are. And you talked about, you mentioned something just a minute ago that just reminded me of just the energy. And I know that I'm very protective of my energy now, and I can feed off other people's. And when it starts to go down that negative rabbit hole or sort of group mentality, I'm not going to try to change it, but I'm definitely going to protect myself against it. And, you know, whether it's set boundaries, distance myself from those situations, just sort of disengage. But it's all new. It's becoming aware of all those things, which we don't necessarily have aware of. We just let life go on. And once you do have the awareness, then it's practice, 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 and it's relearning. Because exactly. We're so used to reacting to things the way we have, because we've only ever seen them from one perspective.
And I think too, when we use that that analogy, peeling back an onion, I mean, I was just, you know, peeling an onion last night with dinner. And what happens when we peel back that onion, you know, your eyes start to well or tingle. And when we use that analogy, like, think of that, but that boundary, like we might peel it back, but then, you know, we're establishing that new boundary, and it's okay to say no, to protect your energy, to protect those boundaries. And I don't think we sometimes give ourselves enough credit for doing that.
Well, it's not necessarily an accepted thing. It's difficult to do. I know I started setting boundaries, you know, in the family dynamic probably 15 years ago before I even knew what a boundary was. And at the time, it wasn't received well. It looked like I was doing something wrong or negative. So it's not just setting boundaries, it's learning to do them, you know, learning how to safely communicate and effectively communicate. And, you know, I will be the first to admit that boundary setting verbally scares me, because you don't always know, you know, what's going to be on the receiving end. But I think if you're, you know, you can't just one day get out of bed and decide, I'm going to start setting boundaries to all these people. I'm going to start saying no. I'm going to start changing my language. It's just a slow evolution. And that's why, you know, the coaching, there's like a long-term goal that we have at the end of the day. And it may be changing the dynamic of the relationship with my family. And it definitely can't be done overnight. And, you know, I work with my clients sort of side by side, you know, weekly, getting them through those specific situations and teaching them new ways to navigate some of the difficulties that they may have been having. And like I said, coming from 25 to 30 years of lived experience in dysfunctional relationships, I realize, I don't want to say I'm just as much to blame for the dysfunction, but I definitely fed into it or fueled the fire because I didn't know anything different.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that there is all, it's all encompassing, because naturally there are people that thrive off of negativity, that thrive off, you know, for them, it's, you know, I interpret as they get a thrill, you know, of the chaos, of the drama. Whereas, you know, most people want to like turn around and run away from it. Some people are naturally attracted to it. And I think that those people that are naturally attracted to it, that are in the thick of it, are also have a deficiency within their own self that they haven't dealt with. So it's easier to like throw in the towel of what you expect and or what you want to get out of what is wrong with what you feel is wrong or certain things that may have happened in your past. So it's easier to jump into the fire than it is to crawl your way out. And for some people, they just naturally love that. And I often wonder, usually those types of people, I instantly get a vibe that, you know, they just, it's easier for them to do this and deal with their own issues. And I think that's pretty a common denominator with people like that. And I think they, it's almost like I've got Ray Guard for those people. And, you know, instantly for me, when I see someone spending that much time with toxicity, whether it's on social media or in their own personal lives, you know, I always say, geez, you know, life is short. Why not utilize that energy? Because, you know, energy goes both ways. There's good, there's great energy, and then there's foul energy. Why not take that foul energy and flip the coin and do something, you know, unexpected for someone? Go volunteer somewhere, go help the needy, find out what's needed in your community. And when you focus on positive change and being part of the part of the solution, not part of the problem, your life will just, you know, there'll be a lighter load on your shoulders, I believe.
Yeah, I used to, what I realize now, I used to get up every morning putting on my suit of armor and went into battle because, you know, the sort of mentality that you're speaking about, the drama or whatever, I wouldn't say myself or clients I work with are necessarily, you know, want the drama, but they engage. And, you know, in my instance, I was trying to, and like I said, a lot of this is hindsight. I was trying to change the situation, change. And I don't mean change the person in terms of their personality, but, you know, the way they behaved at a meeting, the fact that they would give me silent treatment and not respond to emails, for example. And I would go in and I would challenge things like that. And I didn't realize that the people that I was specifically doing that were ones that probably are never going to do any of, you know, the work we've done with ourselves. So if I had known what I know now, I wouldn't be poking the bear. I would have let a lot more water roll off a duck's back. And that is some of the stuff I wish somebody had taught me. And if I can pass that along to my clients and spare them, you know, the struggles I went through, at the end of the day, you know, the biggest lesson I learned is you can't change other people.
No.
You can only change yourself. And then, you know, a big thing too is having compassion in some cases for these other people, because they're just doing and act in the only way they know how to. And it doesn't come from them being a horrible person necessarily. You don't know what brought them to that point.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I think that's a piece to it. You try to look at people and understand that you could never imagine their background or where they came from, because we're all different and we're not walking in each other's shoes. So that's an impossibility in the two. And I think too, for some people, it's about control, to control a certain situation because they're struggling with something. It's easier to control.
I was trying to control the controllers.
Right.
And I was in in my work situation, I was in a senior position. I knew what our end goal was, but there was like, you know, and I've got a strong personality in that sense, but, you know, had I softened up and maybe seen things from another perspective, their behavior may not have been the same either. So sometimes it's a two-way street. Sometimes I don't think there's a hope in hell that someone's going to change or the dynamics are, but, you know, you change your energetics. And like you were saying before, there's good and bad, and we feed off both.
We do. And I think what Jan and I frequently talk about is at the end of the day, no one's in control, except for two things, how we act and how we're going to react to a certain situation. So if you find that, you know, you're with somebody and they're just, you know, down and out, you know, and you feel like, gosh, you know, I want to run to the exit, you know, maybe ask them, hey, is everything all right? I think part of the problem is people don't want to get involved. They don't want to ask those hard questions, but maybe what they're really, their intention is to get someone's attention to say, I feel this crappy, or I'm going through this tough time and I don't know which way. And I know I'm miserable and I can't get out of my own way. Can you help me? A lot of people struggle with extending the olive branch for that help. So for me, if I know someone personally that, especially if I've seen, you know, kind of a flip in the switch, you know, that they're struggling and that they're just a bundle of like uncertainty and miserable, and, you know, check in with them. Are you okay? Is everything all right? I noticed that you're struggling. Your mood is not what it normally is or something. And sometimes it just really takes some a helping hand.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I know it just reminded me of when I've had friends go sort of silent on me. Mm-hmm. My first go-to always was, did I do something wrong? And, you know, and then I was accused of making it all about me. There's kind of two ways of looking at it, because I don't think it's necessarily fair when someone may be struggling and they leave you completely out of the loop, because then it's like, you know, why can't you just, like you were saying, hey, you seem like you're, or I'm struggling. I may just have to back off. You may not hear from me for a while. So it's two people's behaviors.
Right.
Being able to do that, because I have reached out at times. I have a friend right now that, you know, I was supposed to have coffee with and didn't hear from to confirm it and followed up. And then I got, I'll call you at the end of the day. And it's 2 weeks today and pretty much crickets. And I've wanted to reach out, but I'm sort of fearing what the response is going to be. If it's going to be an excuse, or, you know, I've reached out many a time and said, are you okay? You know, they're a recovering addict. And when someone like that goes silent on you, you always worry that something's happened.
Right. And I think we can all relate to, you know, the seasons and the changes of the seasons within family and friendships. And we've talked about that often as well. And what we also realize is that at some point in your life, you let go and understand that you're going to put the energy and the spirit into those that reciprocate. Because just like a marriage, it takes two, it takes work. And to pour into an individual where they're either not really consistent with that relationship, their end of the deal, because it's a partnership and it does take work. At some point, like I know verbatim, I've reached that pivotal moment in my life where it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm so postured in who I am as a human being and who I want to help, who I want to impact in this world, that of course, I've got relationships where I always poured in, and I've reached a point that it's not a question, I'm not going to pour in anymore because it's not reciprocated. It doesn't add value to my life. And I've reached a point that I only allow things in that are going to serve a purpose of value, whether it's to help me achieve a goal, whether I can help them achieve a goal, or where they're going to, I'm going to serve them and vice versa. Because the bottom line is, regardless, you can't pour into something or someone where it's not reciprocated, because that's wasted energy, it's wasted space, because guess what? There's somebody else out there that could be impacted by your value that you have to offer. And yeah. I know sometimes it's very hurtful when we don't hear from those people that we entrusted, or in this case, like you're saying, you know, someone that's got an addiction. But that at the end of the day, someone with addiction, they know that through all their recovery processes, that You can't pour into an empty cup. Like you if you've got that need, you either got to put into and add value, or halt and say, look, I'm just, like you said, I'm not in a good space right now. It doesn't mean I don't love you and don't care about you. And I know you want to get together, but I gotta do a timeout on myself. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's and I'm having to really adjust. And like I said, that's the type of thing I work with my clients on. It's just adjusting how you behave differently and react differently in those situations. Because the go-to I want is like to shake somebody and go, hey, what's going on? You know, why the bleep didn't you get back to me? Like, you know, I'm going to get worried and I'm just trying to take a step back. And who knows, he may be on Facebook watching this right now.
Well, there's your sign, buddy. Someone cares about you, so reach out. And you know what, at the end of the day, if they don't, you, like we talked about, we are only in control of how we react or react. I can tell there are certain people in my life that I haven't seen in years, but if they were to pick, you know, if they were to call and say, hey, I need help, I'd be there for them. I'm that confident in that. So I don't need to hear from them on a daily or, you know, as often. If their space doesn't allow it, I don't take it personal anymore. I know the value that I have as a human being. I'm so confident in that didn't come overnight. You know, I went through, like Jan and I talk about that all the time. You go through those pitfalls of those, those relationships, be it family and or be friendships. And you, at the end of the day, as we've evolved with our two sisters and the many, many guests we've had from all over the world, you know, we basically have, you know, we've shared every possible avenue of help, every possible, author, you know, all these different things that add value. And the one common denominator that all of our guests bring is that realization at the end of the day, you know, when God calls you home, you were never in control. So if you know you're not in control, but the only things that you are in control of is how you act and react, then be the best you can be. And if people do not value that, if people do not naturally gravitate towards someone that's willing to help and or, you know, pour into them, you can't force the issue. Mm-hmm. And those things have to be, you just have to let them go. And it's difficult for a lot of people to reach that point. Hell, I didn't reach it till I was in my late 50s. But at some point,
I didn't reach it till I was in my early 50s. And I use the word awareness now a lot. And, you know, I catch myself, you know, being triggered by something or wanting to react versus respond. But, you know, once you have the awareness, I'm going to say, you know, something may have taken me out for weeks at a time and I'd be, you know, upset and talking to everybody about stuff. And now there's, with the awareness, you can sort of have conversations with yourself like we're having right now, reminding ourselves that it's, you know, how we respond to things, you know, we're only in control of ourselves and that part of the situation and only responsible for ourselves. But right. It takes time. It takes practice. We can, you know, take a step back and two steps forward. But at the end of the day, it brings, so much peace. And
exactly,
a lot more happiness.
Absolutely. I have I know a couple of people that, the circle. You know, and most people will say that as you go into your next season, as you age, you know, that circle may get a little tighter, may get a little smaller, and you realize at that point that it's really not about the quantity, it's more about the quality of those that you allow in that energy, in that space of who you are. And if it doesn't serve you, and it doesn't mean when you say it doesn't serve me, you know, that person's cut off. It doesn't mean that you may not see them from time to time, or you even have a phone call or a conversation time to time or run into them. But for me, it means that, you know, I'm on to the next season. When they were in my life, they did serve a purpose. You know, now they'll always have a place in my heart, but it just means that, you know, I'm onto what is a value for me right now in the moment. Cause I think too much planning, too much, you know, going backwards, and then too much future thinking, that we skip the important part, which is the here and the now. Don't you think, Jan?
Well, yeah, because part of that, I think, is growth. You know, it's different growth stages. And as we gracefully age, I've got a birthday. It's birthday week, by the way, everyone. Hello, birthday week. No, but, you know, on the funnier side of that, as we age, as we grow, things change. And I think I'm one of those persons, I wouldn't say that I adapt to change very well. But I kind of sit back and I look at change like, okay, here's mindset, here's change. I have to process it. It's really a process for me. Whereas maybe somebody else would be, okay, boom, let's go. You know, it's growth. We grow, and that changes from time to time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to just say, as you were both talking, you know, the work we've done or the growth we've gone through, and by whether we were forced into it by necessity or it was complete choice, or for me, you know, I'd done years of talk therapy, I'd read lots of books. And it wasn't until a job was coming to an end and I had to make a decision career-wise. I had a business idea, started working with a coach, and she was a coach that really coached coaches, but I didn't go there for that reason. The initial work was finding your niche, your dream client. And then it was purpose work and mindset work. And it took me down a whole rabbit hole. So mine wasn't necessarily by choice. I'd been on that journey already. But Amanda, get to the point, because you always go down a rabbit hole. Just because we're on this journey and have made these changes doesn't make us better than somebody else either. And, you know, when the relationships change, and I'm sure both of you have probably experienced it, you know, as you're becoming more aware of just people and your own reactions and how your life has brought you to a certain place, and you may need to change, you know, the vision, the focus, put on a new pair of glasses. It doesn't make us better than anybody else. It doesn't mean we're going, well, I've done all this work and you haven't, and I'm moving on, because you can still maintain some of the relationships, but the dynamics do start to change as you see that, because our energy is different than some of the others around, and then you start attracting, like, the new energy I've attracted into my life in the last couple of years is unbelievable.
Absolutely. And I think that's the positive piece that really gets you to the point that you are confident in where you're at. For whatever reason, not everyone is meant to be on your journey 24/7 or year after year. That's not realistic. And anyone that understands relationships will know that. But a lot of people don't know that. They think that, you know, this is my forever thing, situation, you know, relationship. And for some, there will always be those certain people that will be your forevers. So we're not saying, certainly not saying that that doesn't occur. Of course it does. But I think part of what happens as we go from decade to decade, we realize obviously that our time on this planet shortens. And you want to make sure that each day, you know, you're making it count to the best of your ability to impact people with kindness and positivity. And you, all of a sudden, you just realize this change that you're not focused anymore on those that aren't still on that journey with you. And it's not that you're angry with them. It's not that you don't even miss them, because a part of you will always miss them because they did impact your life. But at the end of the day, you know, you had to serve another purpose, that, or your life went into another direction for the journey to continue on, for that growth, to serve. I think, you know, the main reason we're all on this planet is to serve others. So we naturally want to gravitate to other people that are serving others, because then you get a lot more done, you're more powerful, and it's a good feeling. You know, I always say, you know, pray for those people that struggle with those things, because we all do at some point. It's unrealistic to even believe that even the happiest, go luckiest person that we know doesn't have a bad day. Of course they do. You know, of course they might have had a tragedy. Of course they may have had a crappy relationship with someone. They just choose to look at, okay, where am I going to go forward? How am I going to put the best positivity I can going forward? And who am I going to serve? Instead of just looking at the mirror and saying, me, 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 poor me, they said, no, I don't want to do that. And I think that's the turning point that hopefully everyone, too badly that we don't learn that at an earlier stage in our lives, but I don't think we're meant to. I think we're meant to do our lives the way they went to actually serve us better on which direction we finally end up on that journey. That's how I believe. What about you, Jim?
Well, I think so too, because, you know, what I know now is because of life that has happened to me thus far, or what I've learned so far has helped me grow in different ways. You know, I would have never thought I would be a podcast host, yet here I am in this space right now. So it's, you know, sharing your authentic voice, and however, you know, that growth or wherever that takes you to can lead you to different opportunities and, you know, meeting a babe, of course. And by the way, I love how you came up with that acronym. How did that finally come to you?
It actually, the B in there used to be bitch. When I was first writing my bio, it was, balanced, authentic, bitch extraordinaire. And it was supposed to be funny because, you know, I was called gritty, unapproachable. I mean, negative things. The gritty part wasn't, you know, it was more because strong and, well, you know, strong on the outside, I'm going to say. And, you know, a bit of badass and that sort of thing. And as I started doing more work the last few years, I was, you know, on my website and with my signature line, I'm like, I don't want people seeing the word bitch in there. It was just, it's not, I mean, it's not who I have ever been. You know, the armor's off. I'm, you know, I'd like to think where I'm back now, where I should have been, had all the things that happened to me hadn't happened. That said, if they hadn't happened, you know, Janice, I wouldn't be sitting here as a guest on one of your pod, you know, and Carol Sue on your podcast. I mean, right. I didn't think a year ago. I think you're my 16th podcast guest appearance. I'm still learning to shorten the words. I can't quite speak in sound bites yet.
Don't worry about that.
I don't think we speak in sound bites. In fact,
no, you know. Never, ever.
No.
Yeah, so that's sort of where the BABE acronym came up. There's a company in Canada also, which is where I am. And BABE is their, one of their sort of logos, and they do sweatshirts or whatnot. And I like coming up with things. I had a company name and it was BLU. It was the dog's name too, but it was Blue Consulting, and it stood for Builders Love Us, because I worked in the real estate development industry. So it was just kind of a fun thing. And, you know, people actually, it's not meant as a, I'm a babe. You know, it's like my beautiful tattoo, the word on my wrist, that's got nothing to do with the outside. It's got to do with the inside. So the babe was just sort of supposed to be a fun thing, and it seems to have stuck. So I'm going to keep going with it.
That's awesome.
I think it
definitely how could our listeners and viewers, you know, reach out to you? Because we want to make sure we have that in the show notes. I know we have some of that stuff in the bio as well.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Amanda Kirkland Coach. And then my website is amandakirkland.com. Pretty straightforward.
I love it. I don't think
there's too many of me around. I Googled myself yesterday when I was doing something and I seemed to pop up at the top. So if you can also, I guess, Google me and find me there.
I love it.
Maybe that's the task for today. Everybody Google your name and see how you rank on the Google search. I love that. Wow. So, and I think really we, Carol, so we've only just scratched the surface. I mean, there's so many different things that we can chat about and such a great conversation. Final question though, what are some strategies, if you will, or tips, like somebody who is struggling with growth or just struggling in general with the reaction, whether they should react or not react?
Like I said, you can read books and listen to podcasts. This isn't a self-promotion thing. There's tons of coaches out there that offer, you know, free initial 30-minute, you know, calls where you could talk about, you know, something specific you may be going through right now, and they may be able to give you specific suggestions or recommendations on, you know, how differently to handle a situation. It's not something that you can just, you know, one of the things in my in initial sessions when I'm teaching things like boundaries and saying no, it's using the word I. So, you know, I could say if somebody comes to you and says, so-and-so's done this, and I've been telling them that they've done this and that they shouldn't do this and they shouldn't do that, can they replace the word, or can you replace the word with I? Like, I'm not happy with the situation. This is how I would like to be treated, instead of you, and putting somebody else on the defensive. And I didn't probably answer that as concisely as I would.
No, that made total sense. Thank you for sharing that. Carol Sue, any closing thoughts or comments?
No, I think you are one of those persons that not only can you share advice and give those strategies, but because of your own experiences, adds more value to it, makes it more raw and real, because a lot of people do struggle with, you know, that I need help. You know, I find myself in this situation. I don't know, you know, I've talked to my friends, I've talked to my spouse, my family members, they're not giving me any guidance. And sometimes we just need that voice that is not personally connected with us, that either, whether it's schooling, but I still say even with schooling and taking courses and getting credentialed, it's the actual experiences that person had to go through that is going to give you the best and it's advice. It doesn't mean that same strategy may not necessarily work, but at least it gives comfort to your clients to know, hey, you know, I'm not this oddball out there that can't get my shit done together, or that, you know, I'm feeling this way, that there's other people out there. And I think that's the preconceived notion of that happy-go-lucky person, or, oh, that person seems like they got it all together. No one in this life has got everything all together. If they did, we would all have it, and life would be boring. Not to say that all the trials and tribulations that we could do are there for, you know, entertainment purposes, but they're a necessity piece of our life for that growth, for that change. And I think that's what you're bringing to the table. And I absolutely love that you can share that with your clients. That's awesome.
Thank you both. I really,
you are so welcome.
Words of support and kudos. Yeah, lived experience, mm-hmm. as much as it sucks. You know, my sort of tagline I've been playing a lot with now, it's going from toxic to terrific. And it is possible. And one thing that I never believed would necessarily be the case is the clients that have gravitated towards me, when I start to hear their stories, some of the similarities they have, whether it was, you know, an eating disorder or a self-harm or estrangement from family or narcissism, and I just sit at the other end of the, you know, Zoom chat. And I'm like, how did this person like find me? And then I'm like, I'm on the other side now. And I, you know, want to walk them home, so to speak.
Mm, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And really from sharing your very raw and authentic story, because people relate to that. We want to thank you so much for being on this Monday Mindset episode. And on that note, of course, we will make sure all of Amanda's information is in the show notes. And remember, this is Mindset Monday. Go out and make it a great one. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss Live, on this beautiful New England day. The sunshine is out. We are celebrating our 41st anniversary today. We're super pumped because we're playing pickleball in the driveway with the grandkids. So we're having a blast with that. But the point being, with Monday Mindset, not everyone has that best mindset. Do not doubt yourself. It's really our thoughts. Think about that. Our thoughts are electric currents. So if you're kind of feeling down, you're feeling miserable, flip the switch. Speak it out loud. I am happy. I am positive. I can spread kindness, and I can impact others. That's all you got to do to turn it around. We will see you tomorrow for Triumph Tuesday, everyone. Have a good day. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.